And welcome back to round three of Cinema Wars. We have an awesome lineup today. The question is, if you could cross over any two movies, what would they be? And here with us is Chris, Brad, and Ashley. Say hello, guys.
What up?
What up?
You all had to pick two things to cross over. We're going to go through what your pick was, and then we'll get into the explanation bit. So, Chris, what was your pick?
I went with a couple of sci-fi movies, but not the sci-fi movies that everyone really expects, at least from my experience. I went with putting Transformers with Star Wars.
All right. Brad.
Right. I went with crossing over the Tarantino universe with the Pixar universe.
Okay, Ashley.
Okay, well, what I did was I just kind of picked my two favorite movies and combined them. So I picked Dirty Dancing, one of the classics, favorites. And then I decided I would mash it up with Pitch Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Like an acapella? Okay.
All right, guys, have at each other. Why is yours better?
Like an acapella Dirty
Dancing?
Okay,
so what I'm thinking is, you know, I love the romantic story in Dirty Dancing and just the time period of it from that time because I just love it. And right. So I would mash it up with the whole Pitch Perfect kind of idea going with it, and it would be an ultimately pretty cool movie, I feel like.
Okay.
That's just my idea.
No one puts Bella in a corner.
That's what I'm saying. Or no one puts DJ Ashley in a corner.
There you go.
Roasted. Done. Mic drop.
So with Transformers, obviously, if you're an avid fan of the series, as it's been going on since Lord knows how long, it's always been Autobots versus Decepticons, whatever.
Wait, are we including Michael Bay stuff in
this?
Yes,
we are including Michael Bay stuff. It's all of it.
My idea's still better.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Right. We'll
anything involving
Chris,
anyway,
keep going, Chris.
What you don't always see is the Autobots and Decepticons teaming up. I mean, I know they team up against Unicron, the big bad dude, all the time. But you don't see them teaming up against a different universe. So, like, you bring in Star Wars, all the Empire nonsense, Star Destroyers, Death Star. Bring all that in. Optimus Prime and Megatron taking on Darth Vader and the Death Star. That would be kind of cool, don't you think?
I think it would be over very quickly.
It might be, but...
I don't know, man. Like... The budget of that movie alone.
I still have a heartstopper over here, I feel like. I think I win.
She's so confident.
Okay.
So confident.
I'm pretty confident. All right, Tarantino.
Let's hear from you.
All right, Tarantino, Pixar. So there are two kind of fan theories that all the Tarantino movies happen in one universe and all the Pixar movies happen in one universe.
I'm familiar with this.
Right? These are two separate theories. Now, if you combine the two, you get what I think of as the best universe to ever exist. Because the two things... that happened. Tarantino is not afraid of just about anything. Whether it's a fight scene that lasts 15 minutes and it spurts blood everywhere, or basically the entire movie of Pulp Fiction. Pixar is also not afraid of things. They've done things like Up, where they single-handedly make the best love story happen in about 10 minutes, and a bunch of other films that I can't remember right now. Oh, WALL-E. And so imagine mixing that cute, emotional... attachment that you get to those Pixar characters with the fearlessness that and the realness of that Tarantino brings to the table. Tarantino, one of the other things besides being fearless is that he brings a real life aspect to the table. He doesn't shy away from shots that are showing when somebody cuts off a finger that's gushing blood. All right. So that's really all it is that you've got that emotional attachment to Pixar with the real factor that is Tarantino.
I need a little bit more from you, Ashley.
Okay. So it would be like I love the setting and the love story from Dirty Dancing. So you put that in and somehow mix it with this a cappella singing and dancing together, and it would be like a 1950s kind of theme going on. I just feel like it would be... kind of really cool, and you would still have the same love story from Dirty Dancing in it because that's just an ultimately great story.
So the ultimate chick flick, basically.
It would be great, but a lot of guys I hear love Pitch Perfect
too. Watch what you say about Pitch Perfect.
I love Pitch Perfect.
All right, okay. I have to choose a winner for this round. And
she's so confident.
It's tough. I'm gonna Chris, you're out because
I figured
Michael Bay movies suck. For the most part.
Roasted.
His movies went downhill really.
To be fair, the soundtrack is pretty boss.
Okay, that's true. That's
boom.
True.
Roasted.
So now I'm torn because I've never watched either of those movies, what? And I love Tarantino.
Uh-oh.
I have classics over here.
But
state your case.
Like, one sentence, why is yours better than his?
Obviously, so many people love Pitch Perfect that's out right now. It's funny, so there would be a funny aspect to my movie, too, along with this great love story that is a classic that everyone has also watched, too. And it would be just fantastic. Way better than whatever yours was. I didn't even understand yours, so mine's obviously better.
All right, Brad, one sentence, why yours is better.
Pixar made a better love story in 10 minutes than nope. Dirty Dancing was in 2 hours. And Tarantino movies are funnier than Pitch Perfect.
Okay, Brad wins.
Okay, I'm out.
Dropping straight fire.
All right, that is all we have time for. Thank you for listening in, and we'll be back next week for round 4 right here on Cinema Central.